Anne-Marie Faraci, you will be moderating a discussion in Vienna next week on the role of women and men in intercultural and interreligious dialogue. Is there something significant in the timing of this meeting?
You see more and more women acting as terrorists in different countries of the world.
But this is not new. Women have been involved in acts of terrorism in Northern Ireland. The famous incidents of women being involved in terrorism as being part of the Baader-Meinhof gang in the 1970s. Mm-hmm. So what has been identified now that makes this meeting significant?
There are more and more women being involved in terrorist attacks and also supporting terrorist attacks.
But what does this mean then? Does this mean that women now are being mobilised? Or is it that there is less suspicion attached to women, so perhaps they can pass unnoticed?
It's true that there is less suspicion on women, and as you say, they can pass unnoticed.
So what will you be focusing on specifically in this meeting then? Are there strategies and techniques that can be used to dissuade women from taking part in terrorism? It seems to be one subject which is not gender specific. This is about politics. This is about ideas. It's not about gender.
It's also about gender. It's how can we empower women to counter violent terrorism? How do we do? And how do the question is, in fact, you first consider your country, your cultural background, your religion, or your ethnicity, or do you consider first being a woman, and defending your rights as a woman? You had this situation, for example, in former Yugoslavia, where you have this movement, Women in Black. They were considered as traitors, as betraying their countries, because they defended first of all women's rights, before defending the war launched by their country. The movement began in Belgrade. Mm-hmm. And these women were considered as a traitor, betraying their country, because they were not defending the nationalistic approach of the politicians to this war. They were first considering the role and the situation of women in this war.
Now, the discussion in Vienna is also expected to focus on the role of women and men in conflict prevention and resolution and in peace building. There is a presumption that women are naturally skilled and better suited to this type of work. As somebody who believes in gender equality, do you think that's true? Do women have special talents in conflict prevention?
I don't know if women, maybe some women have special talents, but as everywhere, in the society, you have people who have talents, those who don't have, those who have skills and competencies, and those who don't have.
But it's not gender specific.
It's not gender specific. It's a question of equality of rights. When you see that in the peace negotiations, for example, in Dayton or in Paris after the war in the former Yugoslavia, there were in Paris, I think, or in Dayton, there was only one woman. And in Paris, there were no women at all. It's a question why women cannot participate in the peace negotiation or in conflict prevention. It's also their future, and which is at stake here. Mm. If their needs and interests are not taken into account, so you can't have right peace negotiation, and there will be certainly a disadvantage in this negotiation. And when you consider war widows, orphans, all this issue, the issue of getting reimbursed because you have lost all your goods or your house or everything, you can be very disadvantaged in this case if your interests are not represented.